This podcast is for informational purposes only. Information relating to investment approaches or individual investments should not be construed as advice or endorsement. Listeners should seek professional advice for their situation.
It's been a very enjoyable summer, and to be honest, I've taken advantage of it when I can. But beyond the lazy, hazy days of summer, we've also enjoyed a nice equity market rally. As I record this, the S&P 500 index has staged a healthy recovery off the low of June 16th by just over 17%. And while the index is still down year to date, we have seen a recovery over half of the downside since the start of the year. So have we turned the corner on the market and economic pessimism? I don't want to sound too optimistic, but there are a number of technical indicators that suggest maybe we have seen the bottom. So does that mean it's all smooth sailing from here? I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist for IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as I discuss our views on the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of August 15th, so listen on as we navigate the living market. As the weather moves season to season, so too do the markets. Now, I'm not suggesting there are four seasons to equity markets. Rather, there are trends that occur over the course of a calendar year that do seem to repeat themselves. And we're coming up against one right now. If you haven't heard it before, September tends to be the weakest month for the S&P 500. Since 1950, the S&P 500 has fallen an average of 0.5% in the month of September. And in fact, September also has the best odds of producing a negative return than positive. Now, we don't really know why, but here are my thoughts. We know market activity tends to lighten up in the summertime as investors become preoccupied by their vacations. When investors return to the markets after Labor Day, it is perhaps with a renewed focus on their portfolios that creates some turnover and volatility. It might also be due to the fact that every other year, starting in September, politics takes center stage in the United States. This year, it's midterm election time in the US, and with that brings the often repeated question, what will the results of the election mean for my portfolio? In truth, not much. But the uncertainty likely does create volatility. Thus, the September fall, if you'll pardon the pun. What this means is that while we have enjoyed a reprieve from the bear market, we shouldn't assume that the volatility is entirely gone. Political opinions run deep and can find their way into market sentiment. I don't see any reason why this September, especially heading into the midterms, would be any different. Now, I'm not suggesting we will see an extension of the bear market. I am more optimistic than that we have seen the near-term low. Rather, I am preparing myself for the potential for volatility, but volatility that is more seasonal and sentiment-driven rather than fundamentally driven. Inflation appears to be plateauing, interest rates may be near their peak, and corporate earnings growth remains positive if the most recent quarterly results are any indication. Our outlook for equities is better now than it was at the start of the year. So while volatility may reemerge in September, I'm already looking past that. Because in the aftermath of the election, we tend to see the strongest results of the year. In fact, while September tends to be the weakest month, November tends to be the strongest. I'm Philip Peterson, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.